Hi there, I'm Dwayne Brown, and welcome to Tech Thursdays on SoulcastStudio.com. Now, last week we did a general overview of MP3 players and PEDs, or personal entertainment devices. Hopefully you've sort of worked through the field and you figured out what you want, or at least closer to getting what you want. I want to talk a little more in depth about a couple of the units that are out there, because they are arguably the most popular units, or the highest selling and volume units, and certainly the most feature-packed of all the units. The top seller right now and for the last couple years has been Apple's iPod. It has spawned an entire generation of MP3 player users and PED users now. They are very original in design. They took what was out there as an MP3 market, and they just took the best of every player and packed it into this one little guy. Now, this is the 60 gig video iPod. It's the most expensive one out there right now. It does video, it does photos, it'll do a slideshow for you, it does music, it's got calendars, contacts, everything that you could want in a personal entertainment device, really. It doesn't have a phone yet, we're still waiting for that one, Apple. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the iPod, if you're in the video camp and you want to watch video on your PED. Now, the music on the iPod is better than the music on a regular MP3 player. I say that because Apple's codec for recording audio is an AAC. The iPod reads AACs. It still reads MP3s, but it also reads AACs. An AAC is a little bit better compression. It's a little smaller file and a little bit clearer file. And for those of you that don't know what a codec is a way of compressing a file. MP3 is a codec that uses the MPEG version 3 compression format. I'm not going to bore you with the details of how it does it. It just takes, for instance, a 40 megabyte song and squishes it down to 3 megabytes. Apple's AAC codec does the same thing, just a little differently than MP3 does, and as I claim, a little bit better than an MP3 does. So if you go with an iPod and you can get all your music into the AAC format, you'll notice a difference in clarity. Aside from that, iPod works with iTunes, which is available on both the Mac and the PC platform. It's very intuitive. The hardest part is getting the music into your computer, and that's, you know, across the board for any computer, whether you're using iPod, iTunes, or not. So once your music is into your computer, iTunes organizes it by album, by artist, by song, alphabetically, up, down, sideways. It's very easy to use. And then to get all that music onto the iPod, all you have to do is plug the cable from the iPod into the computer. It does it without It does it without asking you. Is that a good thing? I don't know, but it does it. And every time you plug that cable in, it will make sure that the same songs are on your iPod that are on your computer. It's that simple. That is the thing that really distinguishes iPod from every other MP3 player, the synchronizing abilities of it. It blows away everybody else, bar none. So, you've got the music on the iPod, you've got the music on your computer. Big deal. What can you do then? You just go out and listen to the songs? Well, yeah. Then you've got your basic modes. You got shuffle. It'll play your songs in any order you want. But you can shuffle by artist, by song, by album, and of a particular artist that you like. You can shuffle by genre. If you only want to hear rock today, tell it to shuffle by rock. If you only want to listen to jazz, shuffle by jazz. But that's just the start of the music scenario with the iPod. You can also, in your computer or on the iPod, you can set up folders that have specific music. Let's say today you feel like listening to slow music only. You can drag all these into a folder on your computer, plug in the iPod, and it instantly organizes those same folders on the iPod. Again, you don't have to press any buttons, it just does it for you. Photos, that's another thing the iPod does. You can carry around thousands and thousands of pictures, digital pictures on your iPod. You can show your friends. The nice big color screen makes it easy to see photos on here, as well as album art if you're into that for your songs. In the Macintosh, you use iPhoto, and you can drag photos into your iPod. In the PC world, you use the same iTunes interface to drag pictures through there and to save them onto your iPod. You can then pick out pictures if you've got them named by family, by event, by year, and you can set up a slideshow right on the iPod with music that's on the iPod already, and you can amaze your friends and impress your enemies and fool everybody else that's watching. The third and most powerful feature of the iPod, and again the PSP and a couple of the Samsungs, is the video functionality. You can download complete TV shows, movies, video clips, SoulcastStudio.com segments, and put them right onto your iPod and watch them anytime you want. The big screen makes it really easy to look at. It's nice and clear, and just plug the headphones in and you're watching TV wherever you are. Another item on the iPod is the extras section. This is something that's really building in the iPod. They've sort of had it in the background, but it's getting better and better every time. They've got a contact list so that it'll sync up with contacts on your computer, so you have access to all of your address and emails and telephone numbers. Now, granted, you can only read them on the iPod at this date and time. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, but it's information you carry with you. Your calendar can be saved in here, so you can check on any given day, oh yes, I can go out with you next Tuesday for lunch because I don't have anything planned right now. No, wait, I'm going to be watching Tech Thursdays on soulcaststudio.com. There's the obligatory stopwatch, clock, a notes program. So if you keep sticky notes on your computer, you can keep them in your iPod just for, you know, movies you might want to rent or buy or books you want to buy. As I mentioned in last week's segment, the iPod is part of the hard drive MP3 players and PEDs. It's got a 60 gig hard drive in it. So it also has a built-in battery that's rechargeable. And this one's rechargeable usually by just plugging into the computer. You can get external docks and things to plug it into the wall, but the quickest way is to leave it plugged into your computer. The battery life on these is pretty good, considering how much storage and media you get inside of them. An average person, if you're listening to just music on it, you're probably going to get a good 10 hours out of it. If you're watching videos, it starts to drop down a little bit more than that because you're using a lot more power to get that video information off that hard drive. And the same is true for the backlight. It's got a nice bright screen on it. The backlight's on this one right now. You can have this set to go off after you press a button for 2 seconds or 5 seconds. It's a good idea to keep that off as much as possible because that is a light that's lighting that up and that just draws power like you wouldn't believe. The click wheel is what first separated the iPod from other MP3 players. There's no real buttons to push on the unit. You just sort of roll your finger around the click wheel and it scrolls up and down, and then you press one side or the other to move forward or back through the navigation screen or through your songs. The volume control when you're in a song becomes your click wheel, and you turn the volume up and down just by running your finger across from it. There's tons of accessories for the iPod out there, and I shouldn't say tons, there's billions of accessories for the iPod out there. Apple themselves account for about $500 million, and then the aftermarket people account for the other half. You can get cases, you can get bands, you can plug these into stereos. Bose has a great stereo system you can plug this into. It probably sounds better than most people's home stereos. And of course, the iPod is in a lot of cars now too, with the docks and the holders that sit right in there and play through your car stereo, either plugged in or wirelessly. The iPod is everywhere. If you're leaning towards a video device, the Apple iPod is certainly one to consider. The 60 gig is going to run you about $500 Canadian, the 30 gig about $380 Canadian. They're solid devices, they're out there, there's a lot of support for it. There's a lot of places you can get information about the iPod. So many websites, so many reviews, so many people own these things. Just ask the person sitting next to you. They're probably watching Soulcast on an iPod right now. Next week, we'll be looking at Sony's PSPs. It's got a lot of the same functionality as Apple's iPod, but in a really different package and some extras that the iPod doesn't offer. After that, you'll have heard about MP3s and PEDs and be able to make an informed decision and get the gear that's good for you. We'll see you next time on Tech Thursdays.